was born in a manger with his mother Mary alone. There were no trials. There were no trumpets. There were no angels. A simple, humble birth in a trough that fed the animals. Mary and Joseph were there at this joyful moment when the darkness was illuminated by the light. But who is going to came next? Humble, simple shepherd. In the countryside, they knew something special had happened. For there was a change, there was a difference, there was hope, there was possibility. They were compelled, they were drawn like magnets to come and see what had taken place. And their hearts sang with joy. For the angels and Mary and the shepherds welcomed God coming into the world to penetrate the darkness and to illuminate the way. Until that time, there was no hope. Now, all of a sudden, darkness gives way to the light. And with that, the hope of redemption, the hope of salvation, and the hope of blessedness. For God came not as a triumphant king, not with armies, not with swords. He came into a manger as an ordinary person. As a matter of fact, there was no room for him at the other places. So he found beginning, and in that humble beginning, he welcomes each and every one of us. He came as the ordinary people to bring salvation, redemption, and hope to a people who until that time had nothing but impossibility. The burdens laid upon them were more than they could bear. But yet, all of a sudden, those burdens are lifted. There is hope. And I would dare say that the message of tonight is a message of hope, a message of possibility. About 6 years ago, I had the privilege of being in Israel in the Holy Land, right around this time. And before I left, I purchased a manger scene. When I arrived at the airport, Israeli security is very, very tight, and I had to open my suitcase. And he looked upon Mary and Joseph and the child. And he said, certainly there is nothing revolutionary here that could cause any problem. And with that, he smiled and he closed the suitcase. I would dare say to you, though, there was something more revolutionary there in Mary and Joseph and the child than any dynamite, any explosive that could ever, ever be made. But what was present there in that manger was a force that would transform the face of the earth. Jesus came to bring the message of hope to a people who did not know hope. Jesus came to bring healing to those who are infirm. He came to lift us up from the burdens and the struggle of our lives. He was a revolutionary. He came in a very simple wooden trough, and he died on that same wood of the trough. He offered himself as an oblation for each and every one of us. He lifted the burden of our sins so that we might work with him in the salvation and redemption of the world. When Jesus died on that cross, he passed the baton to every man, every woman, and every child in this church. to bring us redemption. But the thing is, we can't leave this church tonight with the memory of something that happened 2,011 years ago. For it did not happen 2,011 years ago. It happened tonight. And it will happen tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. For each and every time we stand around that altar, his sacrifice. more gladdened by participation in the feast of our Redeemer's Nativity, may through an honorable way of life become worthy of union with Him who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Would you kindly be seated for a moment? May this be a Christmas filled with great blessing and joy for all of you and your family. One of the wonderful things about this night is the number of people who make this happen. I am the most visible, but a magnificent choir, men and women, donating their time and their talent to make this so very special.
Closing in 203, joyful.